welcome back to another episode of Pretty Not Smart with your host, Louie, a.k.a. The Baddest Perra.
And Yoati.
Yeah. It almost sounded like I said, with your hose. I was like, with your hose, Louie.
Louie.
I think we're going to start off by addressing the elephant in the room.
There's an elephant?
I'm right here. All right.
It
just feels weird saying like the intro when I know a lot of you are wondering why we didn't upload last week.
And like, we're sorry, you guys. You have to know that something definitely had to go down in order for us to miss. Because we were on a roll. We had done 35 episodes in a row.
34, I don't remember. But on a row. And we were like really proud of like doing it, and
we literally every single we film like a week before, right? So seguidita las pinches semanas, no tomamos ni un break ni pal pinche Christmas.
I know, literally. But like Yoati said, like something happened in our personal life where we just weren't like in the right headspace to film. And don't get me wrong, like hasta yo, like I almost wanted to like push through to like film an episode, but you guys, like, I feel like we were both just kind of like mentally checked out.
We weren't here.
Yeah,
we're all like with this.
Yeah, I feel like even if we tried, there was gonna be like, I didn't want to talk about anything else, but I also didn't want to talk about what was happening because it just didn't, I don't know, it just, it was not only was it too soon, but it just also wasn't going to be a comfortable thing for us to talk about. And I don't know, I think that's one thing that I want to prioritize is like just how I'm feeling and allowing myself to feel how I'm feeling in the moment.
There you go. Yes.
I definitely did not want to film something when I was not ready to do so.
And like, I feel like our work is important, but I feel like it's such a good thing to prioritize your mental health and your well-being before anything else.
And then also, like, we did see, we were literally just talking about it before we started filming. We saw so many of you guys, like, literally asking us why there was no episode. Or, like, you guys were like, hello?
Yeah, and, like, I told Louis, I was like, that made me happy because I was like, they care about us. They're like, so no episode?
Like, literally in my DMs or in my comments. Like, everywhere people were like, hello?
And I don't... Probably a lot of you guys that are new or don't know, we do have an Instagram and we have a Pretty Not Smart Instagram. So go stop the episode and go follow it right now because we do more updates there. And we did leave like a little message as to why we didn't post. And we let you guys know ahead of time that there wasn't going to be an episode.
And I knew that a lot of people were looking for it because our, I don't know if you saw the views on the thing. But we got a shit ton of views on it. So then I was like, everyone's probably like, yeah, estos son chingados tan. So they went to the Instagram.
What the fuck happened?
Yeah. And then I saw that I got a bunch of views. So then I was like, oh shit. I was like, people were literally like, hello.
Oh, I love you guys. Yeah,
so make sure you follow Pretty Not Smart on Instagram. Because that's where we put all of our
updates. Live updates go on there.
Yeah. But I don't even know how to address what happened. I don't really want to full on talk about it. But we briefly talked about it on an episode a while back. I don't remember which one it was. But we were talking about like our family dog and we were talking about like
how she was getting older.
And how we were how I was really scared to think of the day where, you know, she would no longer be here with us and that I don't know how I would handle it. And unfortunately, our doggy Ruby passed last week.
Our baby girl.
And it still feels really weird even saying that aloud. Like right now I feel like I don't know, I felt a little sink in my heart just saying it because
it's still really hard. It's like a very fresh wound.
And we both talked about it on our personal Instagram as well. So thank you guys for all the sweet messages and DMs. I was kind of like hermit crab eyes where I was just hiding from everything, but I did take a little peek at like my comments and then also my DMs, and thank you guys for the really sweet messages and DMs. A lot of people were like sending me pictures of like their puppies. But like their doggies also like had paws and they were just like, I don't know, people were sending me really long messages about like how they were feeling, and I don't know, it almost felt like, because sometimes when moments like that, you feel really alone.
Oh my God, yeah.
And hearing other people's like stories and messages and even them sending me pictures of their like doggies that had passed, like, I don't know, it made me feel good. not good, but it made me feel a little normal, better. I guess, human. I don't fucking know. Because I felt really alone. Like, I was just like, I don't want to talk about my feelings. And I also felt so, so like guilty trying to go through my day as well.
Like trying to move on and do what you have to do.
Yeah. I had no energy to do it, but then doing it as well, like almost just kind of made me feel more like shit.
So it was like really hard. And then after it happened, then the next day, I wanted to post a little picture of her because, dude, I had so much anxiety and I didn't know what to do with it.
Yeah.
Like I was hurting so bad. Like, I'm telling you guys, I could not stop crying for like 2 days.
Yeah.
And like Alex was trying to help me a lot. Thank goodness I have my kids. But I was checking in on Louie because I know that Louie was by himself with his two doggies. And I was like, if I'm feeling like shit, like, how is Louie and like my mom feeling? Mm-hmm. But something really wanted me to post her. And like, I really wanted to just, I don't know, look at pictures of her. And I was scrolling through my Instagram and I saw old pictures with her.
Yeah.
So that's when I decided the next day to post, make a little post for her. Mm. And so many people reached out to me. And like you said, telling me about their stories and telling me about everything. And it made me feel like you said, not alone.
Yeah.
Or like kind of not crazy. Kind of like, it's okay for you to feel like this about your doggy. 100%. Like, because I was going through it.
Yeah.
And when people were telling me their stories, I was like, oh my God, I felt more love. And I just felt like Ruby's spirit was being like lived more. Yeah. If that makes sense. You know, because more people felt it in their hearts. So. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like with me, I've talked about it too, that like it's really hard for me to like express when I'm feeling sad, especially like I have a hard time with like a lot of my emotions, but being sad is like one of the hardest for me to express or like admit. But I didn't know what to do. I was kind of going in my head because like, well, one, like Ruby passing was so difficult for me to even just process in my head. Like sometimes I would be like, no, like it didn't happen. But then I'd get a flashback and be like, it did happen. And it was just a lot. But I didn't know what to do when it came to like social media because.
Oh, my gosh.
It's hard for me to like express when I'm sad.
Mm-hmm.
So like I wanted to post for the same reason as you. Like I wanted to go down memory lane even for me. Mm-hmm. But then also, like you said, just put Ruby out there and, you know, just it was going to make me feel better. But. I also didn't want to do it because I didn't want to be like sad on social media because like, I don't know, it's just hard for me to do that.
Yeah.
But then I also didn't want to like continue posting as if nothing just happened I'm obviously not like okay.
Yeah.
So it was just like a lot of going back and forth. But I will say like posting that not only made me feel nice for like I felt like I was doing it for Ruby, but it also made me feel nice like seeing the comments.
Yeah, dude, look, I was reading your comments too and they were so cute.
Like I don't know why, like this is something that I'm still trying to figure out, but it's really hard for me to like express my feelings because like for example when I'm sad I feel like people are gonna laugh at me. So literally I was
traumatized you as a kid.
Literally like when I was like even my caption, dude, fuck? When I was writing my caption I literally wrote that from the heart. Like I was crying when I wrote it. But I was like, I just wrote it because I do that a lot. I don't know if y'all do that with your notes, but I sometimes be writing shit on my notes whenever I'm just like feeling a type of way.
Uh-huh.
So that's what I had wrote in my notes. And that wasn't going to be my caption. I was just going to literally my caption. I think it was going to be something like, I think it was just going to say like Ruby and like, we'll miss you, something super like simple because I didn't want to express anything.
Mm-hmm.
But then I was like, no, that's not how I feel, dude. So then I actually put what I wrote on my notes as the caption.
You were vulnerable.
Yeah, and bitch, I was all crying. Same. Oh my God. And then posting it too, because like again, I wanted to like almost like honor Ruby. When I posted it, I got even more sad and I was upset because I was like, how? But because it almost made it real.
It made it real.
And then I was like, oh, I thought this was gonna make me feel better, like you said, because I wanted to, I don't know, also like my Instagram is something I use a lot and I almost feel like it's like a reflection of my life.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to have Ruby on there because I was like, Ruby's a humongous fucking part of my life and I wanted to have her on there.
Yeah.
But yeah, it like made it real and I was just like, fuck.
Dude, like, same. I feel like I was reading comments and just seeing her name and like all the little comments made it more real for me. So at some point I stopped reading comments because I would just keep crying more.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, I need to put my phone down. Mm-hmm. And for like 2 days, I think I just didn't want to post nothing, like literally nothing. My Snapchat dead. It didn't feel right to me.
Yeah,
it felt so weird. I was like, dude, I feel like fucking shit. I'm not gonna pretend like
and I also felt like guilty. I was just like,
yeah,
I don't know. It's like some like trying to move forward after like a passing was like a mind fuck for me.
Yeah.
Because it kind of gave me like a reality check of like life goes on. And that makes me feel like shit.
Yeah. Like that was like a little pause. But yeah. Like for us, we have to keep going. And she's kind of just stopped.
Oh
there.
My God. Yeah. That literally. You'd
it
like,
was. That.
And that's how I felt.
Yeah. I was like, oh my God. Like I just kept thinking of that moment where it stopped. And it like got to me so bad.
Yeah. And but every time we talk about it, like I feel this heaviness on my chest.
It's hard. And if you guys have lost a fur baby, you know it's so hard because they're literally a part of our life. Like she was with us for 15 amazing years.
And also just like their innocence, like I saw a post like long time ago and it kept popping up in my head where it's like a doggy's purpose really is to just like be loved.
Yeah.
Sorry, no, I don't want to cry. Emotional. Yeah, I know, but
cry. I did my makeup.
Same. But I just want to say, like, you know, for everyone who has their little fur babies, like, just hug them tighter, play with them.
Because
it really is, like, that's really, like, their purpose is, you know, to be loved. I feel
to
like.
Be loved.
Complete opposite from a cat.
Like,
I love cats.
She's got the nose.
Cats are very independent. They're just like, yeah, they come in fast.
They're like Jasper. Like,
yeah, like
we can talk about Jasper in a second.
But they're very independent. They're also obviously fucking love, like
yeah,
the human interaction love. But with a dog, I feel like you're like, for example, my dogs are always fucking behind
they're
me.
Chicles.
No me dejan. Like
they're
even if I'm in the restroom, if I'm sitting eating,
they're like just staring at you.
They're like, what's next?
Like literally, isn't it so crazy how much they love us?
Yeah, like and that's
that
literally
is
it.
Insane. Like how much they love us. They follow us around. Like all they want to do is be with us.
Yeah.
I have two doggies. I have a Shih Tzu and a Cavalier mix. Dude, I didn't know. Sebas from La Platica told me that Shih Tzus are like cuddler dogs. Mm-hmm. So I think I had told you that they're the type of dogs, I guess, back in their old times, they were like praised because they were meant to protect their owners from the cold. Like, you know how they have a bunch of fur? Se les subían para estar calientitos. Aww. So they love cuddling, and that's why they have their long fur to like keep us warm.
Bella siempre bien dejada, like every time you want
to
cuddle
she just
her.
Wants to be on me. Like literally, she would be happy just cuddling 24/7. And I'm like, suckati.
No, literally.
She loves cuddling. But yeah, it's so crazy how much they love us.
Yeah.
Our doggy.
But yeah, so that's why we didn't upload last week. And we kind of just wanted to like... go down memory lane and talk about our childhood with Ruby. Because like Yahtzee said, we had Ruby for 15 years, which it's crazy because I don't have like memories past Ruby. Like before Ruby in my life, like I was fucking, I think I was like in fourth grade when we got Ruby or third grade.
You were really little.
Yeah, because I was
We had nine. Done the math. I think you were nine and I was like 12, 10, 11, 12, like 13.
Yeah. And even like on like when I was posting little videos on my Instagram, I was like seeing some of the videos and I was like, damn, I was like so little. Like,
dude, and I don't remember that those videos that you posted. Yeah. I was like, what the fuck?
I look literally chamaco. But yeah, it's been 15 years.
Talk about when we first got her. I don't know if we ever talked about that.
Oh, I love this story.
It's it was so cute, but it's funny too.
So ever since I was little, I've always wanted a dog.
Dude, that was like every birthday he would wish for a dog.
Yes, because I was the baddest bitch. But literally, or even, because like, it's a joke now. I love to make a joke about it, but like, I'm not smart, you guys. Like, I'm really dumb. So I remember when I was little, I would like almost... flunk my classes.
Dude.
Like not pass. And there was actually this one time that I flunked a class. It was second grade going into third grade.
Mm-hmm.
No pasé, but I remember my parents had to sign this form where they agreed that they were going to hold me back. And my parents were like, no, you guys aren't holding him back.
Push
up. Va a ir para el otro grade. So they let me go to third grade, but they were going to let me be there for like 2 weeks and see if I could like, quote unquote, keep up. And because I did, they left me there. But I remember... my dad would almost like bribe me. He'd be like, if you pass this grade, I'll get you a dog. And I was like, So I was like, oh, sin chingues. I started like studying and doing all my work because now my dad said like if I passed third grade, he was going to get me a dog. And I was like, now you're speaking my language.
You wanted to pass second grade, no?
No, it was third to fourth.
Oh, see?
Because second is the one that I flunked.
Okay.
Yeah, so it was to pass. So, y también my abuelito, he would tell me the same thing. He would always say that que me iba a traer un chihuahua de México. México. Siempre.
Sí, yo te traigo uno de México.
He'd always be like, it's because every time nuestro abuelito would come visit, he'd be like, ¿qué quieren que les traiga de México? And I would be like, un chihuahua. Like,
and he'd be like, pues ahí en la calle bien hartos, yo te agarro uno y te lo traigo.
Yes, he would always tell me that in Mexico there was like chihuahuas everywhere or like just dogs in general. Yeah. So I was like, won't bring me one.
Pick one, I'll bring it.
So I think that was my dad's leverage was for if I passed. So
I don't think my dad actually meant it though.
No, he didn't. Because
he was just like, este no le voy a comprar perro, mm-hmm. ¿dónde va a sacar un perro?
Y si, well, he probably didn't think I was going to pass. So when I passed, I was like, where's mine?
And my dad doesn't like dogs like that. So he was not about to go out of his way looking for a fucking dog for Louis.
But I really thought. So then when I passed, no me trajo el pinche perro. So then I was like, so I would always para todo. I'd be like, where's my dog? Where's my dog? Never bought me a fucking dog. So this one random day, so I was in fourth grade, I think, because no me lo compró. I was playing outside in my neighborhood with one of my friends, and they would ¿cómo se llama? Like when they just make their dogs have babies and sell them.
They'd breed.
Breed. That's what it is. So they, en eso se enfocaban. He had like this crazy.
They're all backyard breeders.
Yeah, literally. But he had like this crazy type of dog. I don't know. They were worth a lot of money.
Uh-huh.
But I didn't really know anything about it. But our other neighbor, since they know they're like breeders and they love dogs or whatever, she was outside with a box and we were playing outside in our little skateboards. And she's like, his name was Alvaro.
Alvaro. She was
like, Alvaro, no quiero perros. And then my ears go, ting. I was like, what? Because, my friend Alvaro, he had dogs, but like, those weren't the type of dogs I wanted. I always liked little dogs, you guys.
He had like designer dogs.
And they were big ass dogs. Yeah, so then I was like, these dogs gonna eat me. So his neighbor was like, Alvaro, ¿no quieren perros? And he's like, oh, déjale, digo a mi papá. So he runs inside to go tell his dad, like, oh, like, they're selling dogs. And I was like, oh, and I run across the street to go look.
Pinche chismoso. Yeah,
and I was like, dogs? So I go, and you guys, literally, like, out of a fucking storybook, in a little cardboard box, she had, like, 9 doggies. And I was like, I was like, oh my God, like my eyes twinkled. Aww. And out of all of the doggies, my eyes immediately went to Ruby. Like, I was like, oh my God. I was like, she's so pretty.
Because I think all the other ones were chinitos.
Yeah, they all had curly hair. Because
the dad was a poodle. Uh-huh. And the mom was like a straight hair chihuahua mix. Yeah. But she was pretty big.
I don't know what she was.
Yeah.
But they were like a medium sized dog.
Yeah.
Pero todos tenían pelo chinito. All of them. And they all had spots. All of them.
See.
And Ruby was the only one that was pure white. Like,
blanquita,
not a single fucking spot in her body. She was all white. And then my eyes went to her and I was like, so then I grabbed her and I was like, oh my God. And then I was like, ¿a cuánto los venden? I don't remember the fucking price. But then I was like, is it okay? But all in Spanish. I was like, ¿está bien si se lo puedo llevar a mis papás para que lo vean? And she was like, sí, sí, go.
Llévatela.
So there I'm like running back home with Ruby in my hand. And I was like,
perrilla bien chiquita. She was like this.
Literally
big,
like the size of my hand.
Yeah,
probably.
Size of a palm.
And I go inside and I was like, pa, mira. And my dad's like, eso chingado que estás haciendo con ese pinche perro.
Todo eso que estás en la pinche calle.
My dad was full of, because y'all, we don't know. Well, I think you actually put it into like a good perspective because like my dad doesn't like dogs, but I was like, I don't know why, but it's like, I think you said it just gives him like the ick.
Le da cosa. Yeah.
Like he's just like, ugh. It's not necessarily that he's like, ew, fuck dogs, fuck that bitch.
No, but like, you know how us with insects?
Yeah.
Him like that, but with dogs.
Yeah. Like he's just like, ugh. Or, like,
not even dogs, all animals. My dad le dan cosa a los animales.
Like, he won't touch them. He won't look at them. Nah, just kidding. But he's just like,
yeah.
Like there's no way. So I walk in, I just remember my dad like, freaking out, almost like mad because I walked in with a dog into the house. Yeah, and I was like, please. I was like, me lo compras. She's like, no, regresa eso, me lo agarraste. And I was like, please. And I look at my mom and I was like, mommy, because my mom is an animal lover. Yeah. My mom fucking loves animals. And my mom's like, I was like, mommy, please. And she was like, no, no, yo no me meto en eso. Yo me voy a trabajar.
She was getting ready to go to work, I remember.
So she went upstairs because I know my mom didn't want to put her input.
And no, and I remember he showed me that Ruby. Mm-hmm. And I was like, ah, yes. Like, yo también de pinche chismosa. I'm like, sí, cómprenlo la perra. Yeah, yeah.
And
we're like, es niña, cómprenlo.
Yeah, and it was a female dog too. So like my dad immediately shut it off and said no. And I start bawling my eyes out. And I was like, please. I was like, you told me that if I passed the grade, you were going to buy me a dog. So I think, like, I guilt tripped him so bad.
Yeah.
That, like, he felt for me and was like, and, like, literally tell you guys, my dad hates animals.
I think literally because he was like, fuck, I opened my mouth now.
Yeah. So I think, like, looking back at it, like, I'm shook that he agreed to it.
Dude, that's crazy. To me, yeah.
Yeah, there was, like, no way that he would have ever allowed us to get it. I think Yoatzi had tried in the past, and he was like, no.
Yeah, dude, I'll tell you guys later what happened.
But I was, like, bawling my eyes out. I told him, I was like, well, you told me. And, like, I did. I passed, and you never got me my dog. I just remember crying. And I don't remember how much Ruby was, so.
She was 20 bucks.
No, that's what my dad paid for her. I think she was, like, 50.
Oh.
And my dad's like, a ver, pues vamos. Like, to go see how much they were selling her for. So here I am, like, fucking, like, happy. And my dad, ahí va.
Ahí con su papá, ahí va.
Yeah. And my dad, like, les hace plática. And he's like, how much? And then I think she was 50. My dad's like, I'm not paying $50 for a fucking dog.
My dad.
Yeah. He was like, I'm not paying that. This was, like, fucking 2009, 2008.
So, todavía tenía mucho valor los pinche 50 bucks.
Yeah. So then I think my dad negotiated. And he was like, I don't even remember the conversation. I was just so, like, into the doggies that I was lost. But I just remember my dad's like, oh, I have 20 bucks. And the lady, for some reason, I think it's because she saw how happy I was. So she was like, okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
And we got Ruby for 20 bucks. That's crazy, huh? Literally, like, what the fuck? 20 bucks.
Yeah, that was crazy. And then I remember my mom left to work. Mm-hmm. And then she got off kind of early that night. She got off at, like, 8. And when she came home, we were, like, in the door waiting, like, with the dog. She's like, se agarraron el perro.
Yeah.
And then that's when she was like, hola, cosita.
Yeah, she, like, immediately just, like, created a fucking bond with Ruby.
Yeah.
My mom was so happy. Like, and it made me happy seeing that. Because my dad was so pissed that I was like, is this, like, a good idea?
Yeah.
That I couldn't, like, full on, like, be happy because I was like, fuck, nos va a chingar.
I think that same day he took us to go buy her stuff, no?
Yeah. I don't remember too well, honestly, because I was so little. But I do also remember before. So once my dad paid the 20 bucks, all the perritos were again in the box. And he was like, seguro que quieres esa. Because at this point, he's like, well, if you're going to get it, just get one that you actually like. Uh-huh. And I remember for a second, I considered another one. She had curly hair and she had black spots. She was all white, but with black spots.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know, something about Ruby, she was literally the only one with straight hair, the only one without spots, only fucking one. And I was like, no, I want that one.
Aww,
yeah.
We got our little Ruby.
And then I remember how we got her name.
Oh, how? I was trying to remember. I remember we were throwing names out there. But I don't specifically remember
how. You remember?
Tell me.
So I remember we were all sitting down, like, throwing names, and we were just like, oh, we couldn't figure it out. And it was Andrea.
Yeah. Huh? I knew it.
But Andrea was like, I don't know where the fuck she got it from, but she was like, what about Ruby? And we were like, oh, Ruby.
Yeah, I remember we had said that when we said Ruby, her, like, ears perked up. Or,
oh,
that,
yeah,
she looked at us, or yeah, she did something when we said Ruby.
That's why we, yeah,
so we're like, look, and we're like, Ruby.
Because we were very much throwing names and, like, calling her to see. I don't know if we were, I mean, we were kids, so we thought she was going to be like, I want that one. But, yeah, I remember we said Ruby, and she, like, reacted to it in a way. Like, yeah. I don't know if she turned or her ears went up, and we were like, oh, Ruby.
Yeah.
Because we were going to name her, like, the typical, like, princess. Yay. Or, like,
Blanquita.
Or, like, all these fucking typical names, but we wanted to be different.
Yeah, so we're like, Ruby it is.
Yeah, I don't know how the fuck Andrea came up with Ruby, but
it happened. And we're like, Ruby, Rubita.
But yeah, Andrea is good at names. Andrea... also named Peaches, which is our other doggy.
She did name Peaches.
And she helped me with Honey, because I remember I ran it through Andrea. I was like, hey, I don't know what a name might. And I gave her like a list, and she's like, Honey's like the name. And I was like, oh, okay. I was like, I almost named Honey something fucking stupid.
What? Cookie?
No, I almost named her like Dior.
That's cute.
It's cute, but like, I love Honey because it's like personal to me.
Yeah.
Like, I have my, I'm not going to tell y'all, but I have my reason why I call. I think I've told you, right?
Why?
I'll tell you later. Aww. But it was like a little insider. And
I think I know.
Yeah. So like, I mean, not only because her color and Honey, and she's so sweet, like Honey. So like, there were so many reasons, but initially it was like a little insider that I had that I was
El Milky
like,
just got leche.
Well, cause Honey and Milky. Stupid ass.
Honey but, and Milky.
Yeah, Andrea helped me. She was like, I think Honey's like the cutest one. Oh my god, I almost named her Miss Toler.
What the fuck?
Bitch, I know. I'm so Where's happy that I from? Did it. It's from it was like a meme on TikTok where it was like Miss Toler. And then I forgot to remember how the video went, but I remember I would not stop calling her Miss Toler. And I remember I'd be like, I want to name her Miss Toler. And like Fern at the time was like, we're not naming her that.
Dude.
And I was like, she likes it. And I'd be like, Miss Toler. And
she'd
be like,
ay, oh, señora. Señora Toler.
I know.
The stupid video was stuck in my head, but imagine her name that. Was Miss Toler.
Oh, señora, con su bolsita.
I was going to say, like, at the vet when they're like, Miss Toler. And I'm like, go.
What's her name? Miss Toler. I'm fucking
Her name's
it.
Honey. But
I hate you for that.
I know. I'm so happy I didn't name her.
Do you remember that first night that we spent with Ruby?
No.
You don't?
My memory is already blurry from.
So she was being hella chiona. Mm-hmm. Because when we took her away from her siblings, mom.
Yeah, she was all alone.
So she was all chiona, and we were kids, and we're like, shut up.
I don't remember. Like,
nah. She was crying the whole night. My dad was fucking pissed. Calla esa pinche perra. And I think it's because she didn't want to be alone, but my dad said that the only way we could, like, keep her is if we made sure she slept downstairs.
Mm-hmm.
So she had to sleep downstairs, and she was crying because she was by herself, and she stayed downstairs. Eventually, se durmió la perrita. And I remember we were in our room. We were, like, barely waking up, and then we just started hearing scratches at the door.
I do remember this. Oh, my God,
We started hearing scratches, and we're like,
we were scared. Because esa era la casa. No, esa era la casa donde nos embrujaban.
Sí, la pinche casa embrujada.
So we thought it was like, I was like, literally.
Dude, we heard scratching, and my parents, I don't know where they were. I don't know. But it was just me, Louis, and Andrea. We're like, oh my God. And it was all like at the door. Yeah. And we're like, we didn't even want to open the door. We were so scared, all pussies.
Yeah.
And then we opened the door, and Ruby.
She runs inside.
Yeah, she was scratching at the door.
Oh my God, you just unlocked that memory for me. I forgot about that.
Because we were so shook because she's a little ass dog that didn't know how to go upstairs.
And y'all, we had hella stairs.
Because it was a two-story little townhome. Uh-huh. She figured out a way. She knew where we were at. Yeah. I think she smelled us, but she went up those stairs. And like, how did she know what room to scratch at?
Yeah.
And we're like, we were so happy.
And we were just so shook. She was, the fucking stairs were, the height of the stairs were taller than her. So I don't know how
she probably took all night going up the
stairs. For real, she was like,
she'll take a little nap in between each stair.
I know. I do remember that.
Yeah, and I thought it was so cute.
Yeah, and I just remember I couldn't believe that we had a dog. I was so excited every time we'd come back from like school just to play with her. And then my mom obviously created a bond with Ruby so quickly because we were all chamacos. So it was almost like Ruby was another kid for her to take care of because we didn't know how to take care of a dog. Like,
for real.
We didn't know any of that. So my mom was very much like, all right, another kid. And then I do remember like when my mom would pick us up from school, she would pick us up with Ruby.
Oh, I don't remember that. No?
When my mom would pick me up from like elementary school and she would like, she would walk
because we lived cierto.
Kind of far, but not far like that.
Yeah.
So my mom would like, she's like, oh, I need to, like, pa caminar, like, I'll take the doggy. So my mom would pick us up. I remember getting so happy every time she'd pick me up with Ruby.
Like, and all the kids would be like,
oh, yeah.
All the kids would be petting her. I feel like she had such a good, like, you know how you can tell if a dog's mean or not? And yeah. Ruby had like the sweetest mm-hmm. vibe because kids, everyone would gravitate towards her mm-hmm. and she would never growl at a human.
I was going to say like...
Never.
Not even just to like, oh, because she's my dog and I want to make her look like the nicest. No, when I say dude. Ruby is the nicest dog I've ever met, mm-hmm. like even compared to Honey and Milky. No, but just... Well, Honey and Milky are very sweet. They'll let anybody touch them, but I'm saying like Ruby wouldn't bark at nothing.
She wasn't very territorial with humans. She was territorial with other dogs and cats. Mm-hmm. She did not like cats.
Oh yeah, she did not like
cats. Hated cats. Uh-huh. But when it came to humans, she was like right away.
I would never hear her like yeah, like growl at anyone or bite anyone. Just literally just being like, please touch me.
Dude, to tell you, pinche traviesa. You wanna know what she would do? So at another point, we did have another, because she had puppies. Mm-hmm. So we had some of her doggies. Y era bien traviesa. She would figure out a way to escape our house mm-hmm. and would run to the park.
Oh,
yeah. Dude, the park was like a 10-minute walk.
Yes.
Like, it was a few blocks away, and we'd be like, oh, my God, Ruby se escapó.
Yeah.
And one time, I think we were running around everywhere, and I think we ended up driving with my mom in her car.
In Callahan.
In Callahan Park. And we see Ruby in the center of the park being pet by like 1,000 kids. Yeah,
so like, she was just in the yard, and I think we went to go do mandados or something, and we come home, she wasn't there. And yeah, we go to the park. And then we're like, oh, she's being pinched like on her back. So, dude, like, they're all rubbing her tummy.
She was, like, hella happy. And I think she did it 2 or 3 times yeah. where she knew. She was probably like, if I go to the park, they're going to pet me.
And I don't know how she remembered how to fucking go to the park.
Se escapaba and she would go to the park. Y ahí estaba being pet by hella kids. We're like, Ruby!
And all the kids already knew her. They're like, hey, Ruby.
Like, she's the fucking here.
Stray.
I know. Like,
and we'd get all mad. We're like, yeah, this perfect home with a big-ass backyard. And you want to go run to the park. Yeah. But
she liked the kids.
Yeah, she loved like just playing. What?
What's wrong with my face?
You scared me. They're gonna say we're not recording. I was gonna get so mad right now.
What's wrong with my knee?
We'll switch the whole life. Oh, we never film at this time.
I know. We're like,
I know. We always film at night. But yeah, so we also just. Literally with Ruby, you guys, Ruby went through all the struggles we did, but it just created more memories and just crazy stories. So I remember the first time we moved, because from that neighborhood that we lived in, it was an alley. So our house got broken into and shit. So my parents almost picked up everything and were like, let's move.
Yeah.
So we were moving to an apartment. And one of the reasons why my mom did not want to move to this apartment was because we didn't have a yard and we were used to having a yard.
Mm-hmm.
But we really had, like, no choice. Like, my mom was like, we have to move. Like, the fact that somebody went inside of our house and just stole and stole a lot of us. Shit was happening in that neighborhood. So, it was like, we need to move now.
Yeah.
So, we had no room to, like, oh, let's choose where we want to go. Like, no. We found this apartment. And it was hard. So, at first, my mom was crying and didn't know what to do. And there were no pets allowed at this apartment. They were like the newest little apartments in Watsonville. So it was like really strict. We couldn't bring pets or nothing. And even if we wanted to bring a pet, it was a fucking little balcony.
Dude,
the size of like
tiny.
Smaller than a restroom.
Yeah, there was literally no room for pets.
Yeah, so like even if you wanted to, like, and Ruby was already used to being like an outdoor,
being a free dog outside.
Ruby would not sleep inside unless it was winter. Then we would like bring her inside.
Yeah.
But she was used to her little pasto and playing in the dirt and digging holes, like very typical dog. So my mom ended up having to be like, we have to get rid of Ruby.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we already had like, what, 3-4 years of Ruby?
Yeah. No, mas.
No.
You think like 4 years?
Like 3 maybe.
Okay, three or four years. She was still young. She was in her teens.
Yeah. So my mom ended up finding this lady.
Que tenía un rancho.
Uh-huh. And we were going to give her to. And my mom took forever to find somebody, but my mom really wanted Ruby to live like a good life.
Uh-huh.
So my mom ended up going with this lady who had a rancho because she had hella more dogs. She had horses. Like, and my mom wanted Ruby to just be free and play.
Yeah, not to be like encerrada.
Yeah, and we were all so sad, crying. My mom wouldn't let us see her cry, but I remember seeing her so emotional because
yeah,
she was
I remember
like,
too.
I don't want to get rid of her.
Mm-hmm.
But we had to. So we go and we meet the lady. I remember we pull up and my mom's happy because she sees like all the land. Like this lady was like living alone in this big rancho. So yeah. All the dogs were free. The dogs weren't like in a cage. The
and
dogs
they had were, like, land.
They had hella land. So we're there and then like, we're talking to the lady. We're all crying. We're like kind of saying our goodbyes to Ruby. And it's almost like.
I never went to the rancho.
Oh, you didn't go with us? Oh, so it was just me and Andrea.
Mm-hmm. I never went. I don't know why. Probably had school or yeah. cheer or something.
Oh, shit. So you're like experiencing it as I'm saying.
Yeah, I never went.
So it was a big ass rancho. And I remember we're talking to the lady. The lady's like giving my mom a breakdown of like how good of a life Ruby was going to have. My mom even took like all of Ruby's like vaccination paper, like everything. Mm-hmm. Like. My mom had everything and took her camita, her house and everything. And the lady takes us outside like, and she's like, yeah, look, she's going to be so happy. So there's a bunch of dogs running and they're all like trying to meet Ruby. And but it was really sad because it was like Ruby knew because she would not leave our side.
Yeah.
And my mom starts like tearing up and the lady's like, no. Like, you'll be okay. Like, don't cry. Like, she's going to live she's a really fine. Happy life. Mm-hmm. So we end up having to put Ruby in her cage because she wouldn't leave our side. And my mom was like, we have to go now. So we put her in the cage and I remember we're in the car and bitch, I'm telling you guys, Ruby doesn't bark or nothing like that. We're leaving, windows are rolled up and everything. And you hear Ruby crying in the cage, literally crying. And my mom starts crying. We start crying. And I just remember like I turned around because to view from the back of the car and you just see Ruby in the cage. Yeah. And like the lady's just like waving bye to us, but like. It was so sad because, like, yeah, she was going to, like, be free and stuff, but it was, she was just, like, not saying that they don't take care of their dogs. Of course they did. But I'm saying, like, she was just another dog. It wasn't like, oh, we got a new pup. Like, the excitement
yeah,
that we had.
Yeah, it was just like, well, welcome.
Yeah, like, it was very, just, like, added to very, the farm. Yeah. And I remember we were crying and my mom was crying. And then I remember, too, once we got back to the apartment, it was, like, at night. I remember that like ya habían pasado unos días and my mom would randomly start crying. And I'm like, mami, ¿por qué estás llorando? And she's like, no, like, I have something in my eye. Like, I remember her specifically telling
but
me
that. But it was because of Ruby.
She was crying and we were all crying. And my mom would randomly make little trips to go visit Ruby.
Yeah. And then I remember this one time. I know what happened because she told me like in detail. She said que fue el pinche rancho. Mm-hmm. And that she saw Ruby and that because my mom would go like spy on Ruby. Have it, como estaba?
Yeah, like sure, mom would just pull up.
Yeah, she would make sure that they were taking care of her, that everything was good. She said that I guess it was a little cold and that Ruby was outside y que no tenía agua ni comidita. So my mom just started thinking the worst of the worst, right? What? That she just thought, because did she ever tell you?
When she took her?
Yeah.
That's not the story.
Yes. A ver, what happened in your head?
Because what I remember, my mom didn't tell us anything, like, of her plans. But I do remember my mom would go visit, and she was just like, oh, my God, like, she's not being loved. It was, like, just not being, like, specifically loved.
Not
she was
like
just
how
another dog.
We were taking care of her, very, like, specific to her needs, making sure she had her food, her water, she was walked, like, everything.
And my mom was just, like, sad, always, like, crying, and she was like, I need Ruby. So I remember my mom, I don't remember what initiated it, but I remember she didn't tell any of us, but she went to the lady and I went and she was like, oh, se me olvidó que Ruby tenía una cita. She's like, le falta una vacuna y la ocupa, es muy urgente. And the lady was like, oh, si quiere la puedo llevar. No, pues yo ya estoy aquí, la puedo llevar para que no se preocupe, like, I'll pay for everything. And the lady was like,
hey. No, pues sí, pues sí.
She's like, yeah, like, take care. Mom was like, yeah, like, we'll bring her back. And then we're leaving. Mom was like, I'm not bringing her back.
She basically stole her.
Yes, because my mom I don't know why my mom just didn't tell her, like, hey, like, we missed her, we want her back, because it was our dog. And we didn't sell her to the lady, nothing. Like, we gave it to her.
Yeah.
But my mom made up a fucking excuse that le iba a dar una vacuna. And she like, never
I
took
fucking
her.
Bringing her back.
Yeah. I remember being in the car. Mom was like, we're not taking her back. Yeah. And I was like, what? She was like, she's coming home. And I was like, ah. I was all happy. I was like, wee.
And then she told me after the story, because again, I didn't go. And I was like, so you brought her back? She's like, yeah, I just took her back.
So she went and saw her like at night and was just like, pobrecita.
Yes, vibes. That she said que le dio like pobrecita vibes, and that she was like, I need to do something. My dog can't be here. My dog belongs like with us.
Yes.
And she kidnapped her the next day.
And my dad was like, what the fuck? Because she didn't tell anybody. Like, she was like, fucking figure it out. And yeah, so I remember we still crack about it now when we talk about it, because I was like, mom, you literally just stole her.
Ruby. Yeah, she stole
I le dejó la cama y todo. Yeah, I was just like, all I need is Ruby. I'll get a new bed later.
It was so funny, but it was such a struggle because we lived in an apartment where no dogs were allowed. So we snuck her in. And we were always hiding her.
I remember my mom would put her like under blankets.
Yeah, and we would have to walk her every single day because we were like on the third story.
And we lived right across the owner. So the manager she lived in the apartment complex. So my mom was always like doing the most to like put a blanket or something. But before that, before the whole walking her, this is where Julie comes in. You remember?
What?
That I was the dumb one.
Oh, when Julie took her in?
Yes.
Yes, Julie. I was going to say that, but I don't remember where in the timeline it was.
After we stole Ruby.
Yes.
My mom was really good friends with Julie's mom.
Yes.
And then Julie also had a dog, but Julie's dog, Lucky.
Lucky.
And she also rest in peace.
Yes, Lucky girl.
Lucky was like their queen. So
she was an indoor girl. Yeah,
and like the whole house revolved around like Lucky and Ruby were friends too.
They were homies.
But my mom basically was talking to Julie's mom and was like, this is what's happening. I can't have her. Is there any way you can like keep her in your house?
In your backyard
and I'll pay you. Like my mom was literally paying like rent.
Yeah.
Like just a little something for like giving us a part of your yard basically.
Yeah.
My mom was just like telling the lady like, I cannot get rid of her. Like I'll come and feed her. I'll come and walk her. Like, all you're doing for us is like having a place for her to live.
Yeah.
So they said yes.
Doña Nora, thank you for saying yes.
Yeah. She knew how much we loved Ruby. And like she even gave us a key to her backyard whenever like we wanted to go. Like they literally just had a piece of their backyard for Ruby.
For Ruby. Like literally just sectioned off. Yeah.
Sectioned because their doggy Lucky would also go outside and like.
Yeah. And she had like, she had a whole setup. She had a whole house. She had her bed, her food, everything. And then my mom, every day, I think before and after work, she would go feed her. And then after work, she would go walk her and then bring her back.
I have the like cutest memories of like we'd be pulling up and Ruby would already know there's like a little hole in the fence.
She'd be
and
waiting.
You just see her eye.
Yeah, she'd
and
be I was like,
Ruby! Because
we would go
happy.
See her. We would try to go see her every day and go play with her.
Yeah.
And so it was cute.
So we did that. I don't remember how long we did that for.
It was a while.
But I think my mom got like tired of doing it. Like, just going all the time. Because my mom was not going to abandon Ruby. She was very, like, we're doing all this shit. So, then that's when we took her to the apartment.
Yeah.
And my mom bought, like, fake grass and put it in the fucking, ¿cómo se llama?
In the balcony.
The balcony. And like Yoatsi said, my mom would walk her every morning and every night. Because Ruby had nowhere to go to the restroom. And Ruby was an outside dog for a while. So, she was used to only peeing and pooping in like real dirt and shit.
Uh-huh.
So like she aguantaba la Ruby. She was like, oh, and there was no way she could pee because our balcony, I don't know if you remember, had like little lines.
Oh my God, yeah. So if she freaking peed, it would go downstairs.
It would go like straight to the bottom. And then imagínate, they would be like, who the fuck's peeing up there? And then they would
like
know
my kids.
Yeah. My mom had like the balcony blocked off and everything. Cause it was just like a fence. So you could see Ruby if you were like outside and you looked up, even though we were like all the way up in the third floor.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, so we did that for a while, my mom.
And there was a really big park where we lived too, a big Fanage Park.
It was so pretty.
Oh my God, we loved that park. It was right there. And we would spend a lot of our time there growing up. So, of course, every time we would go outside, we would take our dog with us. So Ruby was always with us at Fanage Park.
I forgot the name Fanage Park.
Dude, do you remember that one night she fucking got off her leash? At Fanage Park?
Yeah, we couldn't catch her.
We were crying because we're like, we're done. The park is humongous. And it was connected to a lot of neighborhoods.
Uh-huh.
So the park was like in the middle of like bien harta land and so many houses. And it was night. Mm-hmm. And we were running around.
She ran away in the day and it said turn night and we couldn't find
her. Yeah, we couldn't find her, dude. We were going around the neighborhood asking if
all
anyone
of our
had
friends
seen a
too
dog. Everyone like, was like, Ruby!
Everyone, you got. We had a lot of friends.
We had like 10 friends helping us find our freaking dog.
Uh-huh.
Y nomás me acuerdo que ahí estamos. It was late. Even my parents came out looking for her. Nadie la encontraba. And eventually we just hear, or we start saying, Ruby, allá desde bien lejos es una pinche manchilla blanca running to
bug
us.
Bug her, literally.
And I was like,
Ruby! And when she said that, my heart was like, pinche Ruby. She like literally got off the leash somehow.
I don't even know.
And we couldn't find her for like fucking six, 7 hours. To the point where like we almost gave up. We're just like, she's gone.
We were crying. I remember we were all crying because we were like, that's it. We lost her. She's gone. They partied, took her in.
Yeah.
And even my mom was like, look, she's cute. Family probably was like, come in. And, you know, that was the end of Ruby.
And then some way she fucking found us.
Che
Ruby. Le dimos sus buenas nalgadas.
No, dude, we literally were like, yeah, fucking escape ever again.
She was like, she's like, well, this is why I ran away.
I don't know how she escaped, but that was crazy.
Did I talk about the story with the incident that happened at the dog park? I don't remember if I said it on the podcast or not.
No.
No?
I don't think so. What happened?
So this is like a fucking ugly memory that I have. This is one of the reasons why I get so scared to walk my dogs. So I remember, like Yotsi said, we would all walk Ruby, or like if we were going to the park, we would like take Ruby. So I remember I was already like in middle school, so I was no longer like a chamaco. I was like in eighth grade. And I was going to go to the park. So I was like, oh, let me go walk Ruby. So I would love taking Ruby to the dog park, because there was also a dog park in that park.
Yeah.
And I loved seeing Ruby play with like other dogs or whatever. But it was hard because there was a small dog area and a big dog area. And Ruby was a medium size, like medium.
Yeah.
So I never knew what fucking side, because she was too big for the little dogs, but too small for the big ones. And sometimes I would put her in the little one, but some of the ladies with their chihuahuas would just be like, ugh. Like, yeah. You could tell that they were, like, upset, like, that I was there. So I remember that day I was like, okay, I guess Ruby, we're going to the big one.
Aww.
So we were in the big one and everything was fine. Ruby plays with all the dogs. Like, she loves playing. So she was playing with all the dogs. They were all being super sweet, whatever. And this fucking dog, fucking stupid-ass dog, it was like a fucking German Shepherd. And Ruby, again, has never had problems with dogs. All the dogs there seemed very friendly as well. But the fucking owner, again, it wasn't their fault either, but they throw the ball and it just so happens to land right in front of Ruby. And I was with Ruby, like I was standing with her, like just watching her like walk around. It was like lands like really close to her and Ruby like goes to smell it. She didn't even like bite it or nothing. This fucking dog, because he's aggressive with his stupid ass toys, runs to Ruby, and I don't know, he was running to Ruby, I thought he was running to the ball, and he bites the fuck out of her.
I remember now.
And literally, you guys, like his jaw was like fucking opened up and like grabbed her and like literally stabbed her with his teeth. And Ruby just starts crying and I freak out and I start trying to grab Ruby, like pick her up, and this dog is grabbing onto Ruby like she was a fucking toy and is like yanking her from my arms. And the owner, quién sabe, after he just threw the fucking, like doesn't grab their dog, doesn't call it. Like I just remember like freaking out and the dog's like fighting Ruby because he thought Ruby was going to get his ball. So I'm trying to grab Ruby and like I would never hit a dog, but bitch, you best believe I kicked the fuck out of that dog and I'm good. So sorry. And like I...
Perro pendejo.
But my dog was crying and this dog was, aww. Oh, I remember he like grabbed her como si fuera juguete hasta la hacía así.
Baboso, estúpido cabrón.
Yeah, Ruby doesn't fight. So yeah. I just remember her crying and looking up to me to like pick her up and like not growling or trying to bite back, but just kind of like leave me the fuck alone and
dude,
crying.
The fucking owner.
So then I'm like kicking the dog and it's not letting go of Ruby. So then I grab the leash and I start like fucking almost like whipping the dog. I can't believe I'm saying this. But I literally hitting the fuck out of it. I think le di un buen putazo al perro that it finally let go of Ruby. So I grab Ruby and Ruby's crying and I'm bawling my eyes out. And bitch, I run out of there and I'm running home because I wanna take her to my mom. And the owner never comes up to me like to be like, I'm sorry, like is she okay, Baba? Nothing. Everyone's just shook that it happened. So I grab Ruby and I'm crying and I'm running back home and Ruby's bleeding. Like bleeding and crying. And just like, I run to my mom. I was like, mami, mira lo que le pasó a Ruby. And like, we immediately go to the fucking vet or whatever. And then Jan was on medicina and pomadas. But Ruby, I remember she had literally a hole in her.
Yeah.
Y pobrecita, she was like down bad for a while. Like,
a little weak, trying to recover.
Hasta le quitó pelo el estúpido baboso.
But perro. That's why, that's another, I do remember that now. A big reason why I don't like taking my dogs to dog parks.
Yeah.
I'm just terrified of dog parks.
Yeah. I'm just terrified of walking my dogs in general. Like, I think I've talked about it on Snapchat too, where I was like, I hate when people come up to me with their dogs or where they're like, oh, like, let them eat. Like, and it's not because I'm like, get away from my dog. I'm just so scared. So traumado.
Because of
like,
what happened? Yeah. You're like, I'm okay.
You never know how another dog is going to react. To be fair, I don't even know how my fucking dogs are going to react sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. So like when people are like, oh, like, I always walk to the other side of the sidewalk or I go the opposite way. Like, I just don't like any dogs being around my dogs because I freak the fuck out.
I totally forgot about that.
Yeah, so that really fucked with me after that. I was just like, it's like, Ruby, you're not playing with dogs anymore.
No dogs for you.
We, after living in that house for a few years, we ended up moving to the final house that we lived in, Watsonville.
We lived in the last house for years, yeah. Like 10 years. Yeah. Watsonville, California.
And Ruby had a big ass yard there.
Yeah,
like,
she did.
That yard was perfect for Ruby. That's one of the reasons why we were so excited to move there, is because we knew Ruby was going to have so much room to run.
And the landlord también. Well, she had dogs, so she let us have our dogs. She's like, yeah, you can have dogs. We're like, yeah.
Yeah, and that's where Ruby thrived. And then after that, we brought her to LA and just.
Ruby had a lot of moves, pobrecita.
That's what I was saying. Like, we literally grew up with Ruby. She did everything with us from the beginning, from elementary school to our first place, our second place, to the last house in Watsonville, to LA. Like, ahí iba la pinche Ruby. Dude, todos lados que íbamos.
Todos los lados. Ahí iba pinche Ruby. Like, okay.
And it was really cute, too. Like, I saw a lot of our friends, like, posting for Ruby.
Yeah, I saw that, too.
Or just messaging me. Because, like, yeah, like, I really wish that everyone got to meet Ruby.
Yeah, because I feel like if you were close to us, you knew Ruby. Yeah. Everybody knew Ruby because she was such a big part of our lives.
And everyone loved petting her and just being with her. So
I love.
It's really still really sad for me to think about. But honestly, the only thing that gets me through it is I know we gave Ruby an amazing life.
I was about to say the same thing.
And it makes me I'll get so sad. But then I think about the good memories and it makes me so happy. Like, I'm just like, as sad as I am, like, I'm just like, I am so happy with the life we gave Ruby. Mm-hmm. She experienced everything. I feel like she had an amazing doggy life, like being walked all the time or like fucking, after a while she stopped being an outdoor dog. She was an indoor dog with us. And like.
And I feel like it's crazy because she definitely grew up with us and she saw us grow up.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of glad because like when she was her youngest, when they're the youngest, they have all of the energy in the world. And that's when we were kids, mm-hmm. and like Louie and Andrea especially, and they got to really like take advantage of them. They would always run with her, walk with her, whatever. And then as we got older and we weren't able to do as much with her, she also got older. Yeah. And she like these last couple years, my mom would want to walk her and she's like, mm-mm.
Yeah,
like she would give out. I'm she was done. Just tired. She se cansaba bien pronto. So she definitely like grew with us and it was just very perfect.
And even after, like, we moved out, my mom still gave her an amazing, amazing, amazing life. Like, I loved seeing how my mom would, like, care for Ruby and, like, the little things she would do for her.
To tell you guys that my mom cared so much for Ruby that a lot of times she would cancel family trips.
Oh, yeah.
Because she was like, no, ¿dónde voy a dejar a mi Ruby?
Yeah.
And she's like, no, yo no me puedo ir. ¿Dónde voy a dejar a mi perrita? Yeah. Dude, the one vacation that we took Ruby?
Where
did we go? Palm Springs?
Close.
Joshua Tree?
Joshua Tree.
We went to Joshua Tree.
I was going to say, that was one of like the last trips we took Ruby. And
yes. Es que se cayó la alberca.
Bitch, I forgot about that.
Se cayó la alberca.
Oh my, and I was about to say like that trip, I remember like loving that trip, but it made me sad because I realized how old Ruby was because we took all of our dogs. Yuati took her dogs. I took my dogs and we took Ruby. Like,
we took all the dogs.
My mom, my mom didn't like leaving. Well, none of us like leaving our dogs when we go on trips. My mom either takes care of them or something, but this trip we all took our dogs and we got to see like Ruby was just always sleeping. She was just tired. Like, our dogs were like, playing
and she didn't want to play, and they would like try to play with her and she'd be like go away. Yeah, don't bug me.
I remember my mom is bien cuidadosa with Ruby. Nothing ever happens to Ruby because my mom always has her eyes on her. And I don't know how the fuck Ruby was outside.
Well, somebody left
the sliding door.
Huge ass sliding doors in this house. This was what? This was when Ella was born, you guys. So like a year and a half.
Oh, yeah.
Year and a half. And somebody left the sliding door open. Mm-hmm. And Ruby, it was a year and a half. So she had already lost some of her eyesight. She was a little blind. Mm-hmm. So I feel like she couldn't really see where she was going. Mm. And she went out the door.
I don't know where I was at, but you guys just told me that Ruby, like, went out the door. She was like, let me go get some fresh air.
And she didn't know there was a pool.
Yeah, because obviously she doesn't know that fucking... Like, I feel like the way she would get around in our houses, like, because she wasn't completely blind. She could still see, but I want to say it's, like, for people with glasses where everything's just blurry. So you can't fully see. And she didn't know this house, so she didn't know how to, like, fucking get around. Mm-hmm. Ruby would not get up. Yeah, the one time she decides to get up, this happens. So she's like, I'm gonna go get some sun. So I guess she walked out and I estaba la pinche alberca, and I guess Ruby was like,
gum. She slipped and just poof, and she just fell into the water.
I don't know who saw.
My mom just heard like a splash and like panicky moves. Oh my god, Ruby!
In chinga, they got her out. And yeah, Ruby they was would. Like,
but she was in there for like,
like maybe seconds. 2 seconds.
Because my mom and Chinga realized it and ran and like got her. She was just soaked like gray.
Well, she said it was the sound of like the water was like, and mom was like, and
I think she got scared because she might have thought it was Travis.
And I just remember coming back from where the fuck I was at, and Ruby was all wet, and I was like, why is Ruby wet? And she's like, she fell in the pool. And I was like, Ruby was like, I was like, oh my god, I felt so bad. I know.
My poor little niece. Se nos
ahogó ahí por unos dos segunditos la pobre Ruby.
So pools are dangerous when you have your fur babies.
Yeah, especially if they're not familiar with the house or the area. Ya están grandecitos.
And I just thought of something. You know how Louis always comes up with nicknames for... We talk about this literally every episode. If you're close to Louis, he will give you... He'll baptize you with a nickname. What were Ruby's nicknames?
So one of them was Dap Dap. Nyuni.
Why Dap Dap?
Okay, so I would call her Nyunis. I think we would all call
her all call her Nyunis.
So the cariñito would be like, Nyunis.
Even our friends were like, where's Nyunis?
Yeah. Nyunis. So yeah. Ruby was like when you were mad, like, Ruby. But Ruby. Most of the time it was like, Nyunis. And then I started calling her Dap Dap. I'd be like, Dap Dap. And she'd already know. But because I'd always go, up, up, Ruby, up, up.
Oh. Come on.
So I just started saying, Dap Dap. I don't know why.
Dap Dap.
And then another nickname of her was Ruby Numero Dos.
No, that's what you called her baby.
But then it stuck to her because the baby ya no estaba. But Ruby, at some point, she also had puppies. And one of the puppies looked exactly like Ruby.
Copy and paste, Ruby.
Copy and paste. So
copy and paste.
There was a video of me calling it like Ruby Numero Dos.
Yeah.
But then I start calling Ruby Numero Dos.
Yeah, number two.
Yeah. Oh, and it was cute. I don't know where or how the fuck I talked about that. I don't know if it was on a podcast, but I remember somebody commented on the picture I posted of Ruby on Instagram, and they were like, Ruby Numero Dos. And I was like, oh, and it made me like sad, happy. But I was just like, where the fuck did I talk about that?
Do you want me to tell you something sad I just thought about?
What?
It's cute, but it's...
What?
It's cute. I'm going to tell you. So remember she had puppies? Uh-huh. So one of my old high school friends messaged me when Ruby passed because I made the post. And she was like, hey, I just wanted to say that like me and my family will always thank you for giving us our doggy Dexter. Aww. One of Ruby's puppies. Se lo di a ella. And she told me that the day that Ruby passed, her doggy was howling all day.
Aww.
And she didn't know why her doggy was howling. And she was like, and he never does this. So she was like, it's probably because Ruby passed. And I feel like the doggies have like a connection together. And he probably felt that, you know, his mommy wasn't here or something. But I was like, oh my God. Aww. It's like such a cute and pure story because it's just like crazy how doggies are connected like us humans. But it's also really sad.
It's crazy that you were telling me that because after I was literally thinking, I was like, oh, I wish I had like some sort of like, because I don't remember who we gave the Ruby's puppies to. And I was like, I wish I knew somebody who had one of her doggies just to like, I don't know, I just wanted to see. But now that you're telling me that, I feel like that made my heart happy because I literally was like, how do I not have connections with anybody with that, like Ruby's doggies?
Because we were kids.
But, yeah, we were kids, but that made me happy. That's yeah, so
and it makes me happy because she did. She had puppies twice. Mm-hmm. I think the first time was like 6, second time was 8, something like that. But it makes me feel good that her puppies are living out there. So Ruby's bloodline is still out there, you know?
Yeah.
And she's still living through other doggies. Aww. Yeah, she made me feel happy. I told my mom and she got so sad.
Aww.
And she was like, I love this story, but it's just so sad. I was like, I know, but it's such a sweet little story.
Oh, yeah, that was cute. Thanks for telling me.
Yeah, it's cute. And I told you guys too.
I don't remember if I had any other nicknames besides that.
I think it was just that. Nunez.
And a steak.
I remember that.
We'd always tell Ruby, like, we'd always tell Ruby, stay. We're like, stay.
Stay.
And my mom, her English is not the best. And my mom would always be like, a steak. But, like, she'd try to say steak, but I start laughing at my mom because I was like, a steak? Like, steak?
Like a piece of steak?
Yeah. So then it kind of stuck to me. So I'd always tell Ruby, steak. I'd be like, a steak.
A steak.
So, yeah, I would call her, like, randomly. I'd be like, a steak.
Oh, my God. Dude. And you know what? When we were kids, we had so much time with Ruby that we taught her tricks.
Oh, yeah. Ruby knew. She knew how to go.
Yeah, but hace mucho, no hace mucho. I was like, Louie, make her do the tricks. Yeah, bien viejita. And she still did.
But I taught her how to go up. I taught her how to sit, how to stay. I taught her how to lay. I taught her how to roll over.
And she would do it. So this last time he showed, I actually want to say it was at that Airbnb.
Yeah.
You like made her do everything. And I was like, no way, she's going to roll over.
That's funny. Now that I'm thinking about like, yes, how old and I'm still having her do the tricks.
Dude, like, imagine un viejito ya de 80 and you're like, a ver, there's una pinche maroleta. Yeah.
And Rue was like, for a little fucking treat.
And she was doing, I was like, oh my gosh, she's doing it. She was like, oh, like barely struggling.
She all struggled to do the turn.
But she did it.
She did it.
Oh, my love.
I do want to say one more thing. I feel like this will heal my heart. It was really cute because obviously she's old. She was old. And I did notice that like Ruby would get really happy every time I'd go visit my mom. So I'd always spend time with Ruby. And my mom would always be like, Ruby loves when you come or like when you play with her. And like, I know she did. And like, I loved being with her. So like, I would always like kiss her every time I'd go see her. But although Ruby was like, she couldn't hear the best anymore or like see, there's like this little whistle that like I would do.
Oh, yeah.
And she immediately knew that I'd be there and she just gets so happy.
Yeah.
And it's kind of from, it's a little song from me telling her like up, up. So I'd be like, that, that, nye. Like I would always sing that to her. Yeah. And I'd even snap. Yeah. I'd be like, that, that, nye.
Do it all remix.
And she would get all happy. She'd just be like, let me pet her. But I don't know where and what point it turned into like a whistle. So I would always do that. She would already know I'd be there.
Yeah.
So I would just go like.
The little song. I love it so much.
And it's, I got so really cute. Happy because like, I don't want to talk about what happened with Ruby because it's just really difficult. But what's it called? So the day that we said goodbye to Ruby earlier that day. My mom brought her to my house and I was playing with her outside and
you spent time with her.
But I got so happy because my fucking camera got a piece of it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And she was like in my front yard, you guys. And, I loved the little clip because I was out there with her for a long ass time. But the only like little clip que si se grabó was me whistling.
Really? Almost send me that.
So
please.
Like in the little video, you just see me going.
And she was probably like dancing in her head. Oh my God. But we lived a very great life with her. And she, I feel like she impacted every one of us in such a different way.
Yeah.
I remember one of my favorite moments with her was yo siempre la bañaba. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you remember. Yeah. I would love like, giving her baths. Mm-hmm. La bañaba. And I would put her, because I was a teenager. Mm-hmm. So I would just want to be in my room. So la bañaba and my mom would be like, bañala y la puedes tener en tu cama, en your room. So I would get her into my room with her bed and everything and she would spend the night with me. Mm-hmm. And I would love it. She looked all pink every time she would wake up. Bien rosita, bien
her little bañadita. Nose and her ears would get like all so pink.
But she impacted me and my family and my kids. She made a huge impact on my kids too.
Everyone.
So my Ruby will live on forever in our hearts.
Yeah, and as like sad as like it makes me, I was happy that we were all there to be with Ruby, like in her last little moments. And
goodbye to her.
Yeah, like where all of us are always all running all over the place, and it just so happened that all of us were there.
Yeah,
were
even able to, even my sister, she was on FaceTime.
Yeah, and so like, she was there. It's crazy because literally all of our schedules are always crazy, and I had just flew back from a trip So like it's almost like she waited for all of us to like be there
for that specific moment.
And then Andrea's either working or at school. Or Andrea sleeps really early, and it just so happened that we were all there.
That like, she was up.
Yeah, and yeah. We were all just there with Ruby in her last little moments. And yeah, so thank you guys for all your sweet messages. Thank you for allowing us to just vent and
share these cute stories with you guys about our baby girl Ruby.
Definitely makes me feel better in my heart, because yeah, I wanted to just spread the love of Ruby and make sure you guys enjoy and cherish every moment you have with your fur babies.
Give them an extra tight hug and kiss right now. Yeah. Huge hug and kiss.
Yeah. Yeah, you guys, that's going to be it for this week's episode. And again, sorry that we missed the last episode, but we were happy to see that you guys were looking for us.
And hopefully we don't miss again.
Yeah, it won't happen.
Yeah, I hope everything goes good. Y que podamos terminar. Yes.
Thank you guys so much for listening to another episode, and we'll see you guys in our next one. Bye, bye guys.